in this bulletin. A cabinet minister embroiled in a historic rape allegation expected to break his silence. Australian defence personnel to assist in the acceleration of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. And in sport, the football community remembers and celebrates the life of Liverpool and Scotland great Ian St John. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. This is SBS News. The sitting cabinet minister embroiled in a historic rape allegation is expected to break his silence. The man, who Prime Minister Scott Morrison says vigorously rejects the allegation, has sought legal advice from a defamation lawyer. New South Wales Police has closed its investigation into the allegation involving a woman who took her own life in June 2020. Australian defence personnel are to be deployed to help deliver Australia's COVID-19 vaccine. From next week, troops will help administer the injection in aged care homes, with an emphasis placed on facilities in regional areas. Health Minister Greg Hunt remains confident all Australians can get at least a first dose of the vaccine by October, despite a slow start to the program. Administered doses have fallen short of the 60,000 target in the first week, but the government believes it can catch up.
What this is about is a ramp up, and we'll see progressively with the arrival of new doses, with the commencement of the AstraZeneca doses by the states next week, and I should say that the states and territories will begin the rollout of the AstraZeneca doses, so they'll be vastly expanding the array of their activities over the course of the next week to 10 days as each is ready and willing and able to do so.
Victoria's state of emergency will continue until the end of the year after the state government secured crossbench support to extend it. The state government says the legal foundation is needed for public health measures against COVID-19, like hotel isolation. But Victoria's opposition leader Michael O'Brien is concerned the community will be under strict rules and controls for another 9 months.
Victorians do not need to be kept under a perpetual state of emergency for 2021. Other states can manage coronavirus without keeping their citizens under a state of emergency. Other states, like New South Wales, can manage coronavirus without having lockdowns.
Reproductive rights campaigners have had a win in South Australia with a bill to decriminalise abortion passed by the upper house. Abortion will no longer be a criminal offence in South Australia, giving women more options for safe and compassionate access to care. The Human Rights Law Centre says the reform is long time coming, and it's now Western Australia's turn to make changes to abortion. A federal inquiry has heard a Northern Territory mine development is likely to threaten an Indigenous sacred site in the Top End. At a parliamentary hearing into Rio Tinto's treatment of caves at Juchan Gorge, concerns were also raised about Glencore's McArthur River mine. The Northern Territory's Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority is warning a waste rock pile will come close to the culturally significant site. Overseas, and the World Health Organization has revealed its timeline for the COVAX coronavirus vaccine sharing program. It aims to deliver 237 million doses of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shot to 142 countries by the end of May. Delivery of doses, made by AstraZeneca and by India's Serum Institute, will be split into separate two-month schedules, with the first in February-March and the second in April-May. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says Angola, Cambodia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Nigeria have received doses, as have Colombia, Ivory Coast and Ghana.
When the history of the pandemic is written, I believe that the ACT Accelerator and COVAX will be one of its standout successes. This is an unprecedented partnership that will not only change the course of the pandemic, but will also change the way the world responds to future health emergencies. The distribution of vaccines has not been as equitable as we would have liked, but it has certainly been more equitable than it would have been otherwise.
In football, former Liverpool and Scotland striker Ian St John has died aged 82 after suffering a long illness. He represented Scotland 21 times and scored 9 goals, retiring in 1973 to manage his hometown club Motherwell. His family was with him when he died, and the Liverpool Football Club says it's thinking of St John's relatives and friends during this difficult time. Former Liverpool and England captain Phil Thompson paid tribute to his friend.
But what a player. He was only small in stature, but brilliant in the air. And he terrorised centre-backs. But Saint had that nastiness about him, which he needed as a player. So he was incredible. He was somebody that us as fans could all relate to at that particular time. And he'd give us all for the club.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Adelaide, showers and a possible storm in Perth, cloudy in Melbourne, Hobart and Canberra. Possible showers in Sydney, Newcastle, Brisbane and Cairns. Cloudy but warm in Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.